You're listening to 89.1 FM WNYU, New York.
I'm not sure what's up. WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. My name's Trent. This is Bent Wave, a show that comes your way every Thursday evening from 10:30 to 1 a.m. Tonight, very, very, very lucky to have in the studio Mala of Digital Mystics. How's it going?
Yes, man. All good.
All good? Good. We're going to do a quick introduction and then have him go ahead and take over because time's money. Money's time. Just heard a track from Search and Destroy that was Desperate Measures, and starting off the set was Scream, Angry. You're here because you're playing a show tomorrow night at Rothko with yourself, Joe Nice, Dave Q, Moldy, and MC Dwakali. That's right. And then downstairs, Drop the Lime, Math Head, Dev 79 and Starkey, and Jay Pula. Is that right? Jay Dalla. Drop the Lime and Math Head, been here before, of course. Been playing Digital Mystics for a long time, so you guys know what's up. That's tomorrow night, Rothko, 116 Suffolk Street between Delancey and Rivington. Starting around 10 o'clock. This is Mala's first time in the States, correct? Not to be missed. Coming up big across the pond, and here too as well, so keep that in mind. Giving away tickets to that in a little bit. Stay tuned for that, and you ready to go? Let's do it. Digital Mystics, live here on Bentwave.
here's one other thing. No one is to leave this room. Other symptoms of a similar nature.
Love, come with commandments on a table of stone. And when he readeth them forward, we can't quake, y'all. Like yeah. Lightning and brimstone and fire, and thunder yeah. In desolate places. When these commandments were delivered to Jasper, then he readeth them forward to what?
Wrestling, I'm And after a couple of sessions, you see how the people accept it. You felt that, you know, you was on a good track.
Side.
WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. My name is Trent. This is Bent Wave. Here in the studio, we have Mala of Digital Mystics. Rounding off a guest DJ set here on the show. Thanks for being here.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me.
Is this your first stop?
Yeah, first time to New York. Well, I actually come to New York, I think, in 1990 or 91 with my family. My grandparents used to live just outside of here still.
You going to visit them?
No, they actually live in Florida now.
a little farther away.
Yeah, I've got other grandparents in LA, so.
Okay. You take a long road trip if you want. Do you plan on going anywhere else, or are you just staying in New York and going back?
Well, I'm here for Dubwar, obviously, tomorrow night.
Right.
At Rothko. That's tomorrow night. I'll be here probably Saturday during the day, then I'm down to Baltimore.
Okay.
We've got a big thing in Baltimore on Sunday night in Sky Lounge.
So you're getting around a little bit,
yeah.
Seeing some sights.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Tell me about how the Breeze Block went. You've probably been talking about it a lot, but it's a big deal. Tell me who played, first of all. This was on the BBC. There was how long was it? Like 2 hours?
It was a 2-hour show basically dedicated to the sound, which is everybody calls dubstep now, which Mary Ann Hobbs and a Breeze Block team put together superbly, I think. Because it wasn't just about playing music. They did research the sound. You know, they made it gel together really nicely. So there was myself playing. You had Lofa, you had Hatcher, you had Code 9, Scream, Vexed, and Distance.
Everyone,
and there's other people as well that, you know, wasn't able to play on the night, because obviously with only having 2 hours, you can only get a certain amount of time. We all had 15 minutes each to play. And there's more people as well out there, you know what I mean, who make this kind of sound, who play this sound, people like D1,
right.
People like Pinch, you know. It was a great show.
The stuff you played tonight was far dubbier than the stuff we've played before on the show. Is that like a sound you're noticing? Are you tricking up on that yourself, or is that like anybody else doing that, or do you think about that, or just
not
as
really,
it comes?
To be honest with you, we just deal with this naturally. That this is the sound that we write, not like we're trying to write it. It's just what comes natural to us. So we give thanks for that, and we just keep doing what we're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so you run your DMZ label, of course.
Yep, I run it with Koki and Lofa.
Mm-hmm. Putting out a lot of your own stuff and Lofa's stuff. And
yep.
What do you got in the pipeline right now?
Well, DMZ 7 is Haunted and Anti-War Dub.
Which we heard.
Which I played tonight.
Right.
That should be out mid-February. So I'm sure you guys get some... you got some distributing over here, so...
Through who, do you know?
No, I'm not sure, actually.
We'll find out soon, though. Speaking of that, has it been hard to secure distribution around the world? Do you find it getting easier? Or?
To be honest with you, it's been quite crazy, because we haven't actually forced anything, you know, we haven't begged anything. We've just really concentrated on the music and enjoying writing music and enjoying playing music to people. And I think with that kind of energy around what's been going on, not just with what the DMZ thing's doing, because there's a lot of other labels as well, you know, like Hyperdub, Tempar, Tectonic, with all these other labels as well, it's you know, you can see on the internet it's generated some sort of interest. So from that, you know, distributor companies have been getting in touch, as well as record labels and other producers, and just people wanting to find out what's going on, and, you know, they want to enjoy the sound and they want to help spread the sound. So it's a good thing for everybody, you know.
That's good. People have been contacting you a lot to get your music out there too. It's good. And obviously the BBC now picking up on the whole thing can't hurt.
No, not at all, you know. And I truly believe they're genuinely into it. You know, Mary Ann Hobbs is great. She's been following the sound for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can work with that.
And I believe Plastic Man now has his own show every couple of weeks on BBC, starting soon.
I believe so.
So let's talk about the event that's happening tomorrow night over at Rothko, 116 Suffolk, between Delancey and Rivington. It's yourself, Joe Nice, Dave Q's in the studio with us tonight. Yo. Moldy and Wakali?
Wakali,
MC. That's all upstairs and downstairs. Drop the Line, Matha, Dev79, and Starkey, who are holding it down in Philly, and Jay Dalla.
Are you going to be down there?
I'll be down there after I'm done here. I have to say also, tomorrow night, Plastic Man playing here
on
the same
time
slot.
Nice.
So that's 10:30 to 1 a.m. with Jammer coming in, actually, and seeing.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of places to go for
grimy,
dubstep.
Grimy.
Dubstep tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight, actually, I should mention also Math Head, Drop the Lime, Death 79, and Starkey with Syrup Girls, Plastic Man, and Matt Shade Tech with The Captain, and also Jammer and Skepta. MCing over at Rothko tonight as well. So Rothko is a place to be tonight and tomorrow night. And if you stay tuned, around 11:45 or 12, we're giving away tickets to go see the event tomorrow night, Dub War. Tell me briefly about the parties you've been holding, DMZ parties. How's that been going?
Again, you know, we give thanks. The thing with DMZ, yeah, we just focus on music. That's what we're about. You know, there wasn't no nights really going on in London apart from Forward that was playing this kind of sound. Say again?
Was it Reflex's night?
No. Forward is Temper.
Okay.
The record label Temper.
Mm-hmm.
It's to do with Sarah. She puts on the night Forward at Plastic People.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every Thursday, every other Thursday. It's been running for years now, like 5 years or something.
Right.
But it was a Thursday night. There was nothing running on at the weekends. And it was, you know, it just so happened that a venue near us, we live in South London, in Brixton, which is literally 15 minutes from where we live. The venue was perfect. We walked in there, perfect. We put in our first one last year, March. That was our first one. And each month, you know, we give thanks because they keep growing. And next month, well, in March this year, it's going to be our first birthday party. And we're really looking forward to it, you know. We're getting a lot more people through the door. People through across the world and that as well. Not just people in the UK, a lot of people in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
We've had quite a few people from you know, USA that as well coming down to represent. So it's just a nice vibe, you know what I mean? We strictly concentrate on music. It's no frills. You got your turntables, you got your DJs, you cut dub plates, you got a big fat sound system, and we just have it till 6 a.m. Simple.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night, bringing that once again with Dub War over to Rothko, 116 Suffolk between Delancey and Rivington. Lineup, once again, yourself, Mala of Digital Mystics, Joe Nice, Dave Q, Moldy, Wakali. One day I'll get it right. Drop the Line, Math, at Dev79, and Starkey, and Jay Dalla. Tomorrow night at Rothko. Thanks so much again. This is great.
No worries, man. Thanks for having me down. And yes, big up New York, man.
Exactly. And your website, dmzuk.com?
That's the one.
Anything else people can do to find out about you, or that's the site? That's good? All right, man. Have a great time tomorrow night, and we'll see you later.
Nice one. Peace.
Bent Wave here on 89.1 FM, New York, giving away tickets for the event tomorrow night later on. And stay tuned. More stuff coming your way.